Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I, your host, Lenice Williams, interview the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And this morning, I am pleased to have Liz Thomas. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Excuse me. I hope I'm not getting sick. I'm not going to wish that on myself. But so, Liz Thomas, you are the Business Development Manager at ETS Solutions. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, if you don't mind, if you can just tell us a little bit about ETS Solutions.
Okay. We are an IT consulting company, mainly focused on the voice, data, and cloud sectors of technology. Technology today can mean a whole lot of things.
Right. But, it's a little overwhelming.
Right. But mainly in the telecom, data, and cloud solutions areas.
Okay. And I'm looking at the info about ETS, and you are in Kennesaw. So right up the road,
yeah.
Not too far away. Mm-hmm. And so how long has ETS Solutions been around?
It's been around since 2002, so about 13 years. Mm-hmm. Mike Russell started the company back then, mm-hmm. Based on the premise of helping businesses save money on their telecom expenses. And he did really well during the recession, as a lot of companies needed to scale down and, mm-hmm. and find savings and become more efficient in that regard. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it has grown. And so he's done really well. And now that cloud has become a new thing in technology, we've kind of opened up our eyes to that and mm-hmm. have gone in that direction as well.
So can you tell us a little bit more over voice over IP?
Yes. Okay. There's so many things to know about voice over IP. You'd be shocked at how many businesses are not on voice over IP yet, mm-hmm. But it's not a new technology. It's been around for quite some time, and it will be the one thing that everyone needs to move to going forward, and mm-hmm. sooner rather than later. Most people don't know that in 2018, the FCC has mandated that the large carriers will no longer have to support analog lines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the old copper wires, the analog lines, mm-hmm. They won't be required to support those anymore.
So if they break, they break kind of thing? Or
yes. They mm-hmm. Some carriers don't even sell it anymore. Some mm-hmm. won't renew. But also they're kind of forcing people to move from old analog lines to fiber. Mm-hmm. And the reason that they're doing that is because they're spending billions of dollars trying to keep up an infrastructure that's very old and outdated. Mm-hmm. And then they're also spending billions of dollars developing the fiber infrastructure going forward. And so they're getting pulled in opposite directions. And the FCC just says, hey, we know that fiber is the future. Mm-hmm. So y'all can focus your energy there and kind of make everyone move.
Right.
So 2018 is the deadline. And so in 3 years, people will have to move. And we just hope that a lot of businesses won't wait till the last second, because it's not a quick fix. You know, there's a process and you've got to do your due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we kind of help out.
It's kind of like, you know, why keep all these record players around and work on records when no one's listening to records anymore?
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's something nostalgic about that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the efficiency of your business, you don't necessarily want to be nostalgic.
Right. So what the FCC is suggesting, you're saying it's supposed to happen by 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you suggest that businesses start to do now to start to get ready for that?
Well, find out what you have in place. A lot of people don't even know what they have. You know, maybe they take over a company, or maybe they've moved their way up, and they just don't know what's in place in their mm-hmm. technology infrastructure. So find out what you have first off. You can look at your bill, and if you can't figure it out, that's where, you know, we usually come in. People come to us with their invoices, and they're like, hey, what do we have? What do we need?
Mm-hmm.
And we can look at different carriers and provide different options. So going forward, you can figure out if there's money to be saved, if you need a new phone system that is voice over IP, over regular mm-hmm. analog lines. Just kind of making a plan to make a plan, at least, mm-hmm. is the first step. And people coming to talk to us is a great idea for the future, because we can make sure that going forward you are making a well-informed decision for your business.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just picking what you think is the first person that comes at you and says, hey, we can get you this.
Right.
You need to kind of look at all of your options and make a good, sound decision.
Right. So for voice over IP, the business owner needs internet, right?
Right.
So what is the best type of internet connection, in your opinion?
It really depends on your size and what you're using it for. A lot of people forget that if you're moving from analog lines to VoIP, to voice over IP, you need more bandwidth to support that voice traffic. So you can't just keep your DSL or your low bandwidth internet and have good sound on your voice traffic. So you do have to kind of move up. Now, there are a couple of different options for internet circuits. We have DSL, which is kind of going away. It's very slow. We have T1s, which are low bandwidth but dedicated, which means you're not sharing with anybody. It's good for voice traffic. But it is still kind of slow. And then we have cable, which everybody knows is high speed, but it's shared bandwidth. So, you know, when you get home from school or when kids get home from school in the afternoon, you'll notice that maybe the internet, if you're on cable, slows down a bit because
so many people are on it.
Right. You're sharing. And so that's not usually what you want for voice traffic. You need something dedicated that you're not sharing for that. And then we have fiber, which is an up-and-coming thing. It's getting less and less expensive every day. I mean, a couple years ago, you'd see prices triple what they are now for the exact same thing, and it's becoming very affordable. And fiber is, I guess, 30, 40 times the bandwidth you can get from a DSL circuit or a T1, and it's dedicated to you. And the uptime is almost completely guaranteed, which means if there's an outage, it'll be back up within an hour or two at the latest.
To check to see what I have. I don't even know what I have.
See? Yeah. A lot of people don't.
So tell us more about, I know you mentioned earlier about the cloud. So what should a business know if they're moving to the cloud?
Well, moving to the cloud can mean a lot of different things. And that's the one thing that's a little bit frustrating about the cloud is that it's such a mystical thing to a lot of different people. Kind of a marketing term. The cloud is really just hosting something on the internet in someone else's server instead of your own. Or not instead of, but in addition to sometimes, or instead of. And so businesses kind of need to look at what they have in place in terms of maybe hardware or the updates that they continue to pay for with their server. Support for the Windows 2003 on servers has officially ended as of July of this past year. So if your server is that software and it goes down, that operating system, it goes down, then nobody can fix it. So
kind of like we'll be with phone systems in 2018.
Right, there won't be any support for it. So either you have to update your server, which can be expensive, or buy a new server, which can be expensive. We're talking $10,000 just to buy a server. And obviously it depends on the size and the company and everything. But before you go and purchase a really large capital expense like that, look at the other options like virtual desktops, which is where basically your whole desktop is hosted in someone else's data center on their server that's just for you. And you're kind of, all you need is an internet connection and you're basically just streaming your whole desktop to wherever you are, whether it's in your office, at your home, on your phone, at a coffee shop. So there's a couple of, there's so many different things you can do with cloud. And, you know, cloud can also be just data backup, or, you know, disaster recovery. So if, you know, you have a flood or a tree falls on your office or what have you, your server, even if it's damaged or broken or stolen, you have it backed up somewhere else in someone else's data center that's safe.
Always have a backup.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with ETS Solutions?
I've been in marketing the past few years, and I came to take on a business development, well, a marketing and business development role there. So I do handle all the marketing with, you know, newsletters and PR and stuff like that, sponsorships, but also a business development role. So I attend a lot of networking events around town and just go out and meet with people and figure out who we can help and bring in business that way.
So how does that process work? Is it more of like you finding people, or is it more like people are finding you?
It's some of both. A lot of people don't know that there are people like us who exist in our industry, and it's a really great value add because we don't charge anything. It's, you know, if you don't know what you have technology-wise and mm-hmm. you want to figure out a plan, you know, it doesn't cost you anything to come to us and say, hey,
oh, okay.
I have no idea what I have.
That would be me.
Here, I'll say, you know, send me your current phone and internet bill. That mm-hmm. way we get an itemized list of what you have. We'll look at it and we'll figure out your business processes. We'll mm-hmm. talk about how you run your business and what you're wanting to look at going forward and what processes you want to fix, make more efficient. And we'll come up with different solutions based on that. And then we'll offer you a couple options and then we'll help you implement it. Mm-hmm. A lot of these technology implementations, whether it's getting a new phone system, moving to VoIP, moving to cloud, they're tedious processes and they can be a little bit of a headache. So having someone to hold your hand while you work with the carriers and getting that done mm-hmm. is a very large value add.
Okay, so you guys work with other carriers.
Right, we represent the carriers.
Okay.
So we're kind of like a broker for them.
Mm-hmm.
Like AT&T, Windstream, mm-hmm. Level 3, Earthlink, we resell all of their services.
Okay.
So if you want fiber with Windstream, we can get you a 100 meg fiber circuit through Windstream.
And you find the best deal, the best
right.
service,
and,
everything.
And we know it's not only the best deals, which is important, but mm-hmm. the best service. Mm-hmm. You know, telecom. It's going to break mm-hmm. at some point. Now, the good thing is with fiber going forward, the reliability is much better.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the carriers, it comes down to humans and the people
right.
who run that and
mm-hmm.
the customer service.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know the carriers that will do anything to get what we need done.
Right. That's important.
Yeah. We know the carriers that we can escalate your trouble ticket if you have one
mm-hmm.
And get it taken care of ASAP. And then there are the carriers that kind of just won't be around when you need them.
Mm-hmm.
And so knowing that going into it is a huge point in making a decision because, you know, one may be $5, $10 more a month, but
right.
knowing that they don't have the customer service.
Right.
You get
you
what you pay for.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I guess what is the next step for ETS? Are you looking to expand? What's in the works?
Well, we have just moved into the cloud mm-hmm. The past 2 years, I'd say. We used to be Elite Telecom Services, and then we rebranded to ETS Solutions to include cloud. There's so many different things with cloud, different options, and, you know, it's changing so fast. There's
right.
really no telling what it'll bring in the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that in the next few years, the telecom side will keep us very busy because
mm-hmm.
of the whole
the
FCC
mm-hmm.
Moving to VoIP and all that. I think that will definitely keep us busy. Unfortunately, there will be companies that wait till the last minute to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there's so many things with cloud, so many companies that are saying, hey, we're not going to buy servers ever again. let's back up our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get Office 365, any of those kind of things. There's so many more products out there each and every day. So
mm-hmm.
I think cloud is definitely a horizon that we'll explore a lot
mm-hmm.
more in the next couple
yes,
years.
Yes, you guys would be busy with
oh,
so many
I'm
changes.
Sure we will.
Oh, you're already busy with all the changes
right.
going on. So tell me about this process. So you said a person will come in and they'll kind of show you, you know, their bills and show you everything that they're paying at that point. So how long does that take for you guys to do an evaluation?
Well, depends on what they're wanting us to look at. I mean, if they're saying, hey, you know, we've been having dropped calls or our call
mm-hmm.
quality is not great or our phones are just acting up and they need a quote for a new phone system, that can be done in a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that can be done in 20 minutes. Just depends on exactly what they're quoting. And,
mm-hmm.
But some of the cloud quotes that we look at, mm-hmm. you know, it's very tedious. We have a cloud consultant who does all the nitty-gritty with
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. So I do know that the quotes get very detailed, and so those can take a couple of days. But, you know, we'll come and meet with you and learn about your business processes
mm-hmm.
and see what you're paying, see what your pains are, figuring
mm-hmm.
out what you want going forward. And then we'll talk with our carriers
okay.
to figure out what
what's
solutions
the best
they can offer you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll give you a few options, kind of, you know, give you our opinion and
mm-hmm.
guide you and then help you with whatever
mm-hmm.
you pick.
What about support? You know, so if they're like me and they're clueless to a lot of things, you know, I just want to go on my computer and I just want everything to work.
Right.
You know, I want to pick up the phone. I want everything to work. So when it comes to cloud and different kind of things that you have to manipulate every day, Do you guys offer some type of support or training on how to use those?
Well, thing about the carriers that we work with is that they provide support for a lot of the things that they offer. Mm-hmm. Now, so if you decide to do a virtual desktop, you know, they have options where you can manage part of your desktop or they can manage your desktop. Mm-hmm. So all those options are available. Just depends. But now when it comes to telecom, we do offer support. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing that differs compared to a lot of our competitors is that once you sign with Windstream, say you get a 100 meg fiber circuit or something, well, not a, we'll say a cable with Comcast or something, and you you sign that for 3 years and you have an outage one day, well, you can call us. That way we can escalate to the proper level within Comcast and get it taken care of faster than you'd be able to by calling a 1-800 number.
Okay.
That way, I mean, nobody likes to call a 1-800 number.
Don't like them.
You can call us. Claire does it for you, and she goes to bat. And, you know, you have to be real feisty to kind of get what you want sometimes. But that she's good at that, and that's a huge value because, I mean, a lot of people, if something doesn't work, they don't want to spend who knows how many minutes or hours out of the day to get it fixed. Yeah, so that's what we do. We'll basically fix it for you if we can and help that process go along.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So if our listeners want to learn more about ETS Solutions, how can they learn more?
Well, you can visit our website. It's www.etssolutions.com. We have a blog on there, and we keep information on there periodically. The important thing with our industry is just educating people. You know, there's so much to know. You can't know it all, but providing information for our potential clients just to see, to help them know, they don't even know what they don't know.
Right.
So just kind of helping them see that and look at these things. We know that trusting in us to give them some education will mean that they'll trust us in the long run and helping them get going forward. So our website, obviously, and we're on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. So
and you can just look up ETS. Okay. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for telling us all, really educate. I can't say all of us. Definitely me. I'm sure there's some other people out there as well, but thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about ETS Solutions.
Of course, it's not sexy, but everyone needs to know it.
Exactly. I'm an attorney and consultant for small businesses, and it's the same thing. People are like, "This is so out the box. Like, I don't even think about this stuff." But it's like you need this,
right?
Like, I mean, it's detrimental if you don't do this,
right? In terms of operations and money, I mean, there is a lot of money to be saved if you're if you're just not paying attention,
exactly.
And you know, you get taken advantage of sometimes by the carriers if you don't have somebody to go to bat for you. So, you know, it's good to have somebody like an IT consultant in your back pocket, and you know, for whatever business,
definitely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off for another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where we highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. Until next time.